I'm Scott Simpson in for Ryan Spence on this gorgeous Friday afternoon on Ask the Experts. Our guest today is Joan Ball, sales representative from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty here in London.
Had to think about
that. I always
that
have
for a
to think about that. I'm always on the tip of my tongue, the last city I lived in.
Yeah, yeah.
You can call in with your questions to Joan at 519-643-1290. 519-643-1290. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome back.
It's always good to have you in studio.
Thank you. I enjoy being here.
You have a featured listing for us.
I do. I have a wonderful property.
Do tell.
I have two. I have one that's high-end.
Yes.
604 Windermere. Beautiful. Over 2,200 square feet on the main floor of luxury living space. And it is listed for $479,900, which is a steal.
Ooh, what a pretty property.
Yes,
I'm looking at it here on your website.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And it offers so much. I mean, the list goes on and on. They've done everything. It's in moving condition. There is nothing to do but move in. You could have a party of over 200 in this property and feel quite comfortable. It is really a stunning piece of property.
And the landscaping out front.
Yes, I know. Inside and out. So anybody who's interested in something in that end, then certainly give me a shout. And I have a new one coming on the market as of Monday, which is on Weston off Wellington, which will be listed at $184,900, which is a three-bedroom. It's not on the system yet, but it is cute as a button and gorgeous. Good size lot, three bedrooms, updated bathroom, a new kitchen, you know, yada yada, for $184,900.
$184,900 is very affordable for
London.
Yes,
it is. Absolutely.
Yeah. But I'm looking at, I'm still so jaw dropped.
Oh, yeah, no. Windermere is
604 Windermere, $479,900 is spectacular. It looks like a magazine.
I know. It's just, I'm so excited about this house, and they've done everything. The marble countertops in the main bathroom. They've done hardwood throughout the main floor. The main floor living room goes out to a deck that also is accessible from the master bedroom. It is just a lifestyle property that's wonderful. Very much a condo alternative. There's not a lot of land, but some people really like that because they want time to live life.
Well, this is a house you could do a lot of living in. This kitchen is gorgeous.
Yeah, it really throughout. I've never seen a system.
I want tile like this in my kitchen.
Yeah. California shutters along the back of the house. The ensuite is really funky and very, very cool. So
how do we get to see it? Because I know our listeners are
You can just call me anytime and I'll set up an appointment and we'll get through it.
Call Joan.
Okay.
Call Joan. We find you online as well, eh?
Yes, absolutely.
Royal LePage Tri-Land.
Any questions related to real estate, just go on my website, joanball.com.
Or, you know, even better, they can call you right now at 519-643-1290. 519-643-1290. We have some questions. Keith and Dorothy want to know, while walking through the house we have purchased for our final inspection, we've noticed a number of things that have been left and a few things that should have been repaired, like holes in the walls and such. I could have written that one because I just took a house in the basement, a giant credenza, an entertainment unit, two Christmas trees, two volleyballs, a pair of what appeared to be rented
and a partridge
snowboarding.
The partridge
in the pear tree was in the backyard. We just cut them down last weekend. Yeah. But yeah, all kinds of stuff left behind. What do you do? What are the expectations?
So my question for you is, did you do a final walkthrough?
We saw this in the final walkthrough, yeah.
Okay.
So we called our lawyer and had the lawyer bring the hammer down.
And did they remove the stuff?
They removed some themselves and arranged for a hauling company to take the rest away.
Perfect. That's
except for
exactly
the Christmas trees.
Right. There you go.
And the picture of Johnny Depp.
Oh, Johnny Depp. Well, that's not all bad.
He was there to keep evil spirits away in the laundry room.
Well, any Johnny Depp photo is good with me. Mm-hmm. I do always recommend a final walkthrough. I have had one or two where we had to go back repeatedly to ensure all of our requests were followed through. Certain things, if the property was in that condition when you purchased it, sometimes you may not know that there's certain realities that are there.
Sure.
You really want to inspect it when you're doing your home inspection. But the bottom line is that if somebody's taking down a picture and there happens to be a hole in the wall or there's a nail there, they either leave the nail there so somebody can put their own paintings up or remove the nail and spackle it, you know, with the putty. And if they have paint, just touch it up. So they really should be leaving the property in pristine condition, completely vacant. Yes.
As far as the floor, I've always heard broom swept is the condition it's expected in. I shouldn't expect mopped floors.
Well, you can't expect it. But, you know, there are some wonderful people out there who leave their property in pristine condition. And with a bottle of wine or a bouquet of flowers on the... When I moved into one of my houses, that's exactly what happened. It was absolutely... I did not have to clean a thing. They were impeccable. They left me a little note telling me a little bit about the neighborhood, a bouquet of flowers, and a bottle of wine.
Oh, that's so nice.
It was wonderful.
I got a plant brought in from outside that we later discovered was covering a leak from the laundry machine tap, and I picked it up, and a bunch of earwigs ran out from under it.
Oh, so lovely.
So, yeah. So sometimes moving in isn't always the best experience.
Exactly. But the final walkthrough is a must-have.
That's important.
And talk to your lawyer, as you did. And if you have to revisit the property again to ensure those items are gone. You know, in my business, after this many years, you get your instincts, you know, really you're quite aware. And in one in particular I do remember, I went back 5 times. Until everything was gone.
When would you recommend scheduling the final walkthrough? Because everyone I've had has been the night before closing.
No, usually within the week before closing.
Yeah.
You know, you want to get in. You want to get a better sense of what's going on. If they've moved out, it really doesn't matter. You know, make it 5 days before. So you got lots of time for leverage and that kind of thing. But regardless, it's not your issue. You know, it's really the seller's issue to remove the items. It does state in the offer, vacant possession.
Good.
Yeah.
519-643-1290. If you have a question for Joan Ball from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty, 519-643-1290. We'll take more of your calls in just a minute on Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Scott Simpson filling in for Ryan Spence today on Ask the Experts. Had a lot of fun this week. Learned a lot from all of our experts and learning more from this afternoon's expert, Joan Ball, sales representative from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. You can ask Joan any question that has to do with that at 519-643-1290. Joan, I love all these questions because I'm still unpacking at my new house, and Ruth has a question that is perfectly timely. Where do you find out about the mailboxes on the corner? She says, we're buying a home with one and have always had door-to-door delivery in the past.
Well, and this is one of the things with the newer developments is that what we were used to as far as door-to-door delivery for many, many years, you know, now has turned into these sort of stationed boxes that are covered somewhat.
The super boxes.
The super boxes. And the understanding is, and a lot of people forget about this when they leave their property, leave your super box key. However, people do need to know that that seller does not need to leave you the number of that box. You should really be taking that key to the post office and returning that key, and they should be recutting for another key. And that's exactly how it works. And at that point, they will tell you what box matches for that address. I have a lot of agents call me, and sometimes my people say, that's fine, it's in number two or whatever. It's the middle one in the top row and the middle section, whatever. And that's fine, but really the proper source is through the post office. You should be going there. You should be getting a new key. Only their key should work it. But, you know, just make sure you do this. And it's the same thing with a front door key. Amazing how many people don't change their front door key, don't have it rekeyed, don't get a new key. So if you haven't done that, you really should, because you don't know how many keys to your house are lying around out there.
That's what I've been saying. I went online to look at all these lists of the top 10 things you should do with your new house. Number one on every list, get your doors rekeyed.
Absolutely. And that's why the smart keys are so great, because you can rekey them.
Yeah.
And you can get new keys cut.
And they're not great. That expensive.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Yeah.
As it is right now, I have, I think, 5 keys on my key ring for the new house. There are only 3 doors. I don't know what half of them do. And I know that my wife has put new locks on 2 of the doors. And the last remaining lock that hasn't been changed is the front door.
Well, if anybody wants a really good locksmith, I use Alan Lilly from Lilly Locksmiths. He's great. He's very reputable. He knows all the new systems that are out, and there's some amazing stuff as far as security to your front door and getting access and all of that stuff. So he's been a great help for my clients.
So to answer Ruth's question, go to Canada Post, find where your local post office is, first of all, and that's easy to do online, Canada Post website.
Absolutely.
Go there, say, I just moved in, I have this key, or I don't have this key, and they'll set you up with your proper mailbox.
Right.
Because, of course, the previous homeowner could just give you a key and directions, but it would be nice to go through the official channels so you know you're getting your mail.
That's right.
This is not so much a question for a realtor, but you're here, so I'll ask you. If I keep getting mail to the house for the previous homeowner, what do I do with it? How long do I have to wait before I can open it and start looking at it?
Well, if it has their name on it, you can't. And what I would do is just stroke out their name and write moved and put it in a mailbox.
And then, my old logic was, after 5 years, if they're still getting mail sent to me, it's fair game.
No.
No?
No. It's right, against the law.
I'm not going to say, well, if somebody in that situation would have opened the previous homeowner's mail, you would have learned how many bills they weren't paying.
Yes. Could be. But that's not your problem.
No, so, not my problem. We got in touch with them.
Send it back.
Offered to send it to them.
Yes.
All right.
Well, if you know, and that's a good point, if you know where they've moved, then that's fair enough to do that for a few months, because it's amazing to me how the moving cards that you indicate through the post office have a shorter life now than they used to. They used to be good for a year. They're only good for 3 months.
Now they make you pay a lot if you want more and more.
Exactly. So if you know where they are, just put it in a bag and drop it off and put it in their bomb box or in between the doors or whatever for maybe, I would say, maybe 2-3 months. Then after that, you can even let them know, you know what, there will be a stop to this. So just take care of your mail, redirect your mail, and, within a period of time, I'm just going to stroke it out and write moved, and it's going to go back to the post office.
Or if you happen to know them, maybe through Facebook. Mm-hmm. Send them a note and say, we have a bunch of court appearance notices and overdue bill payments and collector's notices for you. Will you come pick them up?
Yes.
And if they don't answer you, then they will pay the consequences.
Maybe they've left the country.
519-643-1290 is the number on Ask the Experts. 519-643-1290. Joan Ball is in studio with us. Joan Ball, the famous realtor in London from Triland Realtor. Realty. We'll talk to her more in just a minute on Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Ask the Experts is live at 519-643-1290. 519-643-1290, your place to ask questions to Joan Ball from Royal LePage Triland Realty here in London. You guys are having a lunch right now somewhere, aren't you?
In London on a Friday? They're probably watching the golfing.
This at the South Office. Yeah. Barbecue for Shelter.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. Yes, at Royal LePage. We are at Baseline in Wellington.
Well, some of your staff,
if anybody's hungry, get over there to help the Shelter Foundation. Right at the corner of Baseline in Wellington, we got hot dogs and burgers and all sorts of things for people. And it will help the Women's Community House.
Nice. 334 Wellington Road South till 2 o'clock this afternoon, today being the 18th of July, if you ever happen to catch this on a replay. Joan, Carl, and Karen wonder, is there a way to check for break-ins by property? We're concerned about the area we're looking at. I did see a note from police about some kind of crime mapping project. I don't know if that
you can usually follow up. There is a online posting of certain activity.
Mm-hmm.
But I would probably say Your insurance agent might also be able to help you because when they're looking at the insurance on your specific property, they can give you some kind of an indication of your rate. And if it's in a higher crime area, you may be paying more. So you may want to do a number of things. I always suggest the best way of doing it is walk around, especially this time of year, walk around the neighborhood around dinner time, just after dinner time. Yeah. You'll get a sense, talk to people. You'll get a sense of the flavor for the area. And if it feels comfortable, and it's amazing how neighbors will talk, though, you know. So how you like the area? What have you found you like about the area? Any issues in the area? Just talk to people. People will tell you.
People will tell you, especially if you are an improvement to the neighborhood. If they walk up to you and they say, oh my goodness, I'm so glad you're moving in here.
Yeah. That's always a good sign.
Oh, I saw you mowed the lawn. Finally. Finally.
Yes, I know. That is a good indication.
It's nice. Nice walk into the
neighborhood. But really pay attention to, you know, I say to people, if you're that conditional period when you put in an offer and it's accepted until you waive all your conditions, sometimes can be a week to 10 days. So take that opportunity to revisit the neighborhood and walk down the street a few times and really get a sense of that neighborhood. You've got lots of opportunities. So
people feel very committed once they've made that offer and it's accepted. But in reality, you have, as the buyer, plenty of outs. If you decide that you don't like the color of the front door, you can back out of the sale. You have plenty of things you can use as excuses. And if you happen to revisit the neighborhood around dinner time and notice that no one is out, no one is walking the streets, and that it just has a very bad vibe, you're welcome to pull out of the sale.
Of course. There's, you know, the conditions are usually financing condition to have the bank approve you and make sure that you're paying, you can live within the parameters of what they would lay out in a mortgage. The home inspection, you know, really gives you a carte blanche on reviewing the property and being satisfied of the state of the property. And insurance condition, you know, that's a condition that I put in every offer to ensure that you're satisfied with the premium and your insurance company is giving you all the information that you require and you to the insurance company to come up with something that you can live with as far as premium and all the parameters around that. So, yes, you have the ability to walk away.
Mm-hmm. If you feel you need to.
If you feel you need to.
If you feel you need to.
That's right.
Because when you get into that, you can get so swept up that you end up ignoring red flags.
Mm-hmm. And that's right. The one thing I tell people right from the get-go, listen to your instincts. You know, really listen to your instincts. And for example, I did a final walkthrough with a chap just earlier this week. And the first property he had an offer on, we ended up walking away.
Really?
It just didn't work. Didn't work in a number of ways. It was a condo corporation. The executive were being incredibly uncooperative. And, you know, he thought, at this point, they're being uncooperative? This is crazy.
It can only get worse from there.
So then we ended up finding another property. And he was saying to me the other day, I love it. This is such a breath of fresh air. And when it goes this smoothly, you know it's got to be right. You know, so he listened to his instincts, and I sort of said, you know, here's the reality of what you're dealing with this. And thank goodness he listened to that and followed through on that, because now he's really happy, he's really satisfied, and that makes all the difference with home ownership.
That's the biggest investment you're probably ever going to make, so
exactly.
You might as well take the time to be happy.
That's right.
Joan, where can people find you?
People can find me on the internet at joanball.com or by giving me a shout at 519-672-9880.
Very nice. It's been a
Thank
pleasure
you.
Talking with you.
Absolutely.
And as we're wrapping up, I'm thinking of five or six more questions we can go over next time. I'm filling
Good.
In for Ryan Spence on Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK.